Chapter 18. What is it? Apostrophe, apostrophe, only a big drop came upon my head. Apostrophe, apostrophe, let us stand further in. Apostrophe, apostrophe, her H, and was hanging by her side, and Somerset's was close by. He took it, and she did not draw it away. Thus they stood a long while, the rain hissing down upon the grass plot, and not a soul being visible outside the dancing tent save themselves. May I call you Paula? Apostrophe, apostrophe, asked he. There was no answer. May I? Apostrophe, apostrophe, he repeated. Yes, occasionally, apostrophe, she murmured. Dear Paula, may I call you that? Apostrophe, oh no, not yet. Apostrophe, apostrophe, but you know I love you? Apostrophe, apostrophe, yes, apostrophe, she whispered. And shall I love you always? Apostrophe, apostrophe, if you wish to. Apostrophe, apostrophe, and will you love me? Apostrophe, apostrophe, Paula did not reply. Will you, Paula? Apostrophe, apostrophe, he repeated. You may love me. Apostrophe, apostrophe, but don't you love me in return? Apostrophe, apostrophe, I love you to love me. Apostrophe, apostrophe, won't you say anything more explicit? Apostrophe, apostrophe, I would rather not. Apostrophe, apostrophe, Somerset emitted half a sigh. He wished as he had been more demonstrative, yet felt that this passive way of assenting was as much as he could hope for. Had there been anything cold in her passivity, he might have felt repressed, but her stillness suggested the stillness of motion imperceptible from its intensity. We must go in, apostrophe, said she. The rain is almost over, and there is no longer any excuse for this. Apostrophe, apostrophe, Somerset bent his lips toward hers. No, apostrophe, said the fair Puritan decisively. Why not? Apostrophe, apostrophe, he asked. Nobody ever has. Apostrophe, apostrophe, but. Apostrophe, expostulated Somerset. To everything there is a season, and the season for this is not just now, apostrophe, she answered, walking away. They crossed the wet and glistening lawn, stepped under the tent and parted. She vanished, he did not know whither, and, standing with his gaze fixed on the dancers, the young man waited, till, being in no mood to join them, he went slowly through the artificial passage lined with flowers, and entered the drawing room. Mrs. Goodman was there, bidding good night to the early goers, and Paula was just behind her, apparently in her usual mood. His parting with her was quite formal, but that he did not mind, for her color rose decidedly higher as he approached, and the light in her eyes was like the ray of a diamond. When he reached the door, he found that his brougham from the Quantock Arms, which had been waiting more than an hour, could not be heard of. That vagrancy of spirit which love induces would not permit him to wait, and, leaving word that the man was to follow him when he returned, he went past the glare of carriage lamps ranked in the ward, and under the outer arch. The night was now clear and beautiful, and he strolled along his way full of mysterious elation till the vehicle overtook him, and he got in. Up to this point Somerset's progress in his suit had been, though incomplete, so uninterrupted, that he almost feared the good chance he enjoyed. How should it be in a mortal of his caliber to command success with such a sweet woman for long? He might, indeed, turn out to be one of the singular exceptions which are said to prove rules. But when fortune means to men most good, observes the bard, she looks upon them with a threatening eye. Somerset would even have been content that a little disapproval of his course should have occurred in some quarter, so as to make his wooing more like ordinary life. But Paula was not clearly won, and that was drawback sufficient. In these pleasing agonies and painful delights he passed the journey to Markton. Book the Second. Dare and Avil. Young Dare sat thoughtfully at the window of the studio in which Somerset had left him, till the gay scene beneath became embrued by the twilight, and the brilliant red stripes of the marquise, the bright sunshades, the many-tinted costumes of the ladies, were indistinguishable from the blacks and grays of the masculine contingent moving among them. He had occasionally glanced away from the outward prospect to study a small old volume that lay before him on the drawing board. Near scrutiny revealed the book to bear the title Moivre's Doctrine of Chances. Apostrophe, apostrophe, the evening had been so still that Dare had heard conversations from below with a clearness unsuspected by the speakers themselves. And among the dialogues which thus reached his ears was that between Somerset and Avalon, their professional rivalry. When they parted, and Somerset had mingled with the throng, Avil went to a seat at a distance. Afterwards he rose and walked away. But on the bench he had quitted there remained a small object resembling a book or leather case. Dare put away the drawing board and plotting scales which he had kept before him during the evening as a reason for his presence at that post of espial, locked up the door, and went downstairs. Notwithstanding his dismissal by Somerset, he was so serene in countenance and easy in gait, as to make it a fair conjecture that professional servitude, however profitable, was no necessity with him. The gloom now rendered it practicable for any unbidden guest to join Paula's assemblage without criticism, and Dare walked boldly out upon the lawn. The crowd on the grass was rapidly diminishing. The tennis players had relinquished sport. Many people had gone into dinner or supper, and many others, attracted by the cheerful radiance of the candles, were gathering in the large tent that had been lighted up for dancing. Dare went to the garden chair on which Avil had been seated, and found the article left behind to be a pocketbook. Whether because it was unclasped and fell open in his hand, or otherwise, he did not hesitate to examine the contents. Among a mass of architect's customary memoranda occurred a draft of the letter abusing Paula as an iconoclast or vandal by blood, which had appeared in the newspaper. The draft was so interlined and altered as to bear evidence of being the original conception of that ungentlemanly attack. The lad read the letter, smiled, and strolled about the grounds, only met by an occasional pair of individuals of opposite sex in deep conversation, the state of whose emotions led them to prefer the evening shade to the publicity and glare of the tents and rooms. At last he observed the white waistcoat of the man he sought. Apostrophe Mr. Avil, the architect, I believe? Apostrophe apostrophe said Dare. The author of most of the noteworthy buildings in this neighborhood? Apostrophe apostrophe, Avil assented blandly. I have long wished for the pleasure of your acquaintance, and now an accident helps me to make it. This pocketbook, I think, is yours? Apostrophe apostrophe, Avil clapped his hand to his pocket, examined the book Dare held out to him, and took it with thanks. I see I am speaking to the artist, archaeologist, Gothic photographer Mr. Dare. Apostrophe apostrophe, Professor Dare. Apostrophe apostrophe, Professor? Pardon me, I should not have guessed it so young as you are. Apostrophe apostrophe, well, it is merely ornamental, and in truth, I dropped the title in England, particularly under present circumstances. Apostrophe apostrophe, ah, they are peculiar, perhaps? Ah, I remember. I have heard that you are assisting a gentleman in preparing a design in opposition to mine, a design apostrophe that he is not competent to prepare himself. You were perhaps going to add? Apostrophe apostrophe, not precisely that. Apostrophe apostrophe, you could hardly be blamed for such words. However, you are mistaken. I did assist him to gain a little further insight into the working of architectural plans, but our views on art are antagonistic, and I assist him no more. Mr. Avil, it must be very provoking to a well-established professional man to have a rival sprung at him in a grand undertaking which he had a right to expect as his own. Apostrophe apostrophe, professional sympathy is often accepted from those whose condolence on any domestic matter would be considered intrusive. Avil walked up and down beside Dare for a few moments in silence, and at last showed that the words had told, by saying, "Everyone may have his opinion. Had I been a stranger to the Power family, the case would have been different. but having been specially elected by the lady's father as a competent advisor in such matters, and then to be degraded to the position of a mere competitor, it wounds me to the quick apostrophe, both in purse and in person, like the ill-used hostess of the Garter. Apostrophe, apostrophe, a lady to whom I have been a staunch friend, apostrophe, continued Havel, not heeding the interruption. At that moment sound seemed to come from there which bore a remarkable resemblance to the words, ho, ho, Havel. Apostrophe, apostrophe, it was hardly credible, and yet, could he be mistaken? Havel turned. There's I was twisted comically upward. What does that mean? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Havel coldly, and with some amazement. Ho, ho, Havel. Staunch friend is good, especially after an iconoclast, and vandal by blood, monstrosity in the form of a Greek temple, and so on, eh? Apostrophe, apostrophe, sir, you have the advantage of me. Perhaps you allude to that anonymous letter? Apostrophe, apostrophe, oh ho, Havel. Apostrophe, apostrophe, repeated the boy man, turning his eyes yet further towards the zenith. To an outsider such conduct would be natural, but to a friend who finds your pocketbook, and looks into it before returning it, and kindly removes a leaf bearing the draft of a letter which might injure you if discovered there, and carefully conceals it in his own pocket, why, such conduct is unkind. Apostrophe, apostrophe, Dare held up the abstracted leaf. Havel trembled. I can explain, apostrophe, he began. It is not necessary. We are friends, apostrophe, said Dare assuringly. Havel looked as if he would like to snatch the leaf away, but altering his mind, he said grimly, Well, I take you at your word. We are friends. That letter was concocted before I knew of the competition. It was during my first disgust, when I believed myself entirely supplanted. Apostrophe, apostrophe, I am not in the least surprised. But if she knew you to be the writer, apostrophe, apostrophe, I should be ruined as far as this competition is concerned, apostrophe, said Havel carelessly. Had I known I was to be invited to compete, I should not have written it, of course. To be supplanted is hard, and thereby hangs a tale. Apostrophe, apostrophe, another tale? You astonish me. Apostrophe, then you have not heard the scandal, though everybody is talking about it. Apostrophe, apostrophe, a scandal implies indecorum. Apostrophe, apostrophe, well, tis indecorous. Her infatuated partiality for him is patent to the eyes of a child, a man as he has only known a few weeks, and one who obtained admission to her house in the most irregular manner. Had she a watchful friend beside her, instead of that moonstruck Mrs. Goodman, she would be cautioned against bestowing her favors on the first adventurer who appears at her door. It is a pity, a great pity. Apostrophe, apostrophe, oh, there is love making in the wind? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Dare slowly. That alters the case for me. But it is not proved? Apostrophe, it can easily be proved. Apostrophe, apostrophe, I wish it were, or disproved. Apostrophe, apostrophe, you have, only to come this way, to clear up all doubts. Apostrophe, apostrophe, Havel took the lad towards the tent, from which the strains of a waltz now proceeded, and on whose sides flitting shadows told of the progress of the dance. The companions looked in. The rosy silk lining of the marquee, and the numerous coronas of wax lights, formed a canopy to a radiant scene which, for two at least of those who composed it, was an intoxicating one. Paula and Somerset were dancing together. That proves nothing, apostrophe, said Dare. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.